crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. Did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatolidibop shabadooey, you'll revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy.
Yay. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Mike. Are you cheating on me?
Not that I know of. Not at the moment.
Okay. You sure you're not doing the show with another host?
Actually, you're doing it with another host.
I know. Yeah. I've been on several other radio shows recently. I hate to be the one to break it to you. Prometheus Unchained, Free Talk Live, School Sucks Podcast. At least they're consensual,
They're voluntary relationships.
I hate to have you find out this way, Mike, because I know you don't listen to the Liberty Radio Network. It's too heartbreaking when you hear me with another.
something like that.
Anyway, we're just being ridiculous, and we're Pork Therapy. We can be found at porctherapy.com, right? You can go there, hear all our old episodes.
Yep.
And last time, we talked about Ayn Rand and her open relationship, and we had meant to get to this topic, but it kind of morphed into something different.
Right.
So we thought we would bring on the original question asker to help us stay on track.
Yeah.
But first, before we do that, we should mention that if you want to ask us your relationship questions, you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com, or you can call us, right, Mike?
Right, at area code 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Yes, indeed. And please, hit us. Do your worst. Give us your worst questions.
Give us your best questions.
Whichever one you want, and we'll try to answer them and make it an entertaining show.
Right.
And we, of course, are the show about voluntary relationships. We think that all human interactions should be voluntary. Mm-hmm. And we don't like the state, right?
Right.
There you go. So that's us in a nutshell. So, okay, let's get to our question. That was like a record. That was only...
It's amongst our records.
It's amongst our records. Yeah, 2 minutes, and then we got to the topic lightning fast. So we originally got a question a little while ago from Brett, and we actually have Brett on the line with us. Are you there, Brett?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here.
He's playing his video games. He was probably waiting for us to...
There's possibly a delay due to my technology, but we'll try and make it work.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes the delay will kill the chemistry, but we aim to not have that happen. And Brett, if you get bored, just pick up the console.
Just unpause my game.
Wow, I'm honored.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Brett, what was your question for us tonight?
Basically, to keep it short, it was kind of wondering why people might be driven to cheat on their boyfriend or girlfriend or wife, husband, significant other, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm. And was there anything that inspired that question, or are you just randomly musing?
Well, it's a question I had thought of a lot of times because I have known some girls I know that I've talked to, and I don't know if it's me, if it's my incredibly good looks, I don't know what it is. But
or your awesome writing at Cop Lock.
Yeah. That too could be. But, I've seen there's girls that are in relationship. They have boyfriends or they're married. They have husbands. And I've had some of them come to me and they've been, saying they would cheat on their boyfriends or husbands with me, if I wanted to do that or whatever. And I was just like, what could drive a person to do that? I mean, I already had my own opinions. And I think over time, with a lot of the way these girls talk, I'm like, I think maybe my opinions are correct. But I was like, I kind of wondered what somebody else might have to say about it.
Hmm. Well, do you want to give us your take about what the reasons might be, or do you want to hear our opinion first?
I think, I think there's two big reasons, or maybe three, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
One is a lot of people are insecure. They don't feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, and because of insecurity, they'll kind of maybe start accusing their significant other of cheating because they're so worried they're doing it. And the person might just be like, well, if I'm going to be accused of it, I might as well just do it anyway.
Hmm.
Another one is, I think another one is in the bedroom. I've had a lot of girls say, you know, they're not good in the bedroom, or I'm trying to keep it a little more, that topic a little PG or something. And another one.
Just kidding.
And from what I've heard, somebody's listed as the number one reason for, I guess, cheating or divorce is money.
Money?
People spend a lot of money when they, I think it's debt. Because people will spend a lot of money on a wedding, and then all of a sudden you might have some people will spend $100,000-$200,000 on a wedding or something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they spend, and then they wind up living in a small apartment, everything, they have no money, they're thousands of dollars in debt, and that usually will lead to a lot of arguments and stuff. That's what I'm figuring.
Well, I could see how that would lead to relationship problems and maybe splitting, but how would that lead to cheating?
Yeah, I guess that's a good question. I guess I can't put the two together off the top of my head right now.
Well, it's a possibility.
Well, at first, Brett, when you said these financial problems, you said the reason for cheating is money or has to do with money. I kind of thought of people who are getting gifts and like flowers. And
I thought of prostitution. I thought, well, they spent $200,000 on a wedding, and then she has to sleep around to make some money back.
Wow, and three different, very different interpretations. What was that, Brett?
Oh, I said some people might do that.
It's very possible.
So we have, as possibilities, money,
insecurity. And sex.
Oh, the sex in the relationship isn't good, so they go out of the relationship to find better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have a take on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try not to sound really preachy here, but I think that when people complain that they're not satisfied sexually in a relationship, the burden kind of lies on them to correct that because, first of all, why are they in a relationship where they're not happy with something?
Mm-hmm.
And that's number one. Why are they in that relationship? And number two, if they like other things about the relationship, but the chemistry isn't good or they're not compatible, then there are things that they can do to try to help make it better, right? To just communicate about what they like. And
having sex with someone else isn't going to make the sex with their lover any better.
Right. Yeah. What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, it's obviously somebody's got to change what they're doing. You can't just keep trying the same old thing.
Yeah,
and because I know that's happened. I think that's part of some of the reason some of these girls say they would cheat on their men with me, which, you know, I don't want to judge for that or anything, but they talk about it. I'll bring it up and be like, we'll be talking and stuff, and I'll be like, you know, I want to see how many. You know, I get my opinions. I'll ask different girls. Like, I want to just see how many girls might agree with me if I'm right about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start asking them questions about their sex life or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get a question, you know, and they'll be ongoing. I'll be like, well, just talking about, is he good sex, bad sex or whatever? And I'll start telling them some stuff that I've heard that people do or whatever, like, and finding out, they're not getting a lot of good sex. And, you get somebody that might say they'll do things they want them to do. And all of a sudden, they start getting it in their head. You know, maybe they might just go off and cheat on them with the other person or something.
So you're planting seed. You're responsible for every woman in wherever you live cheating on their partner.
Don't move to New Hampshire. Kidding, of course.
No, we want Brett to move to New Hampshire for liberty and part of the Free State Project. But, that's kind of interesting. You know, I think a lot of that, I guess, dissatisfaction maybe with chemistry and relationships comes from these religious influences and culture that tell people that it's bad to have sex before they get married. They shouldn't test that out before they actually commit to someone, that sexual compatibility is not important in a relationship. You know, that the other things like, would this person be a good parent or are they religious or whatever are more important. And I think that those memes can be pretty pernicious because people end up making a long-term commitment like a marriage to someone that they might not be compatible with in the long run. And so I just think it's really important to investigate someone that you're going to marry or be with long-term on every level. Let's just say that.
Yeah, on every level.
Yeah. And another thing is too, Brett, that people get married so young in this culture too. I mean, I know a lot of people who were married when they were, you know, 21, 22 years old. And then 5 years, 10 years later, they feel a little bit regretful because they've changed and grown a lot as a person. And maybe that relationship isn't right for them anymore. But by that point, they may have children or they may have committed to that person for the long term. And so what do they do?
That's interesting. I don't disagree with you, but it's interesting that you called that so young, because 50 years ago, maybe 100 years ago, people would get married at 16.
That's true. Some people still do.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And, you know, the other thing you mentioned, Brett, was about insecurity. And that one resonated a lot with me, too, because I think that there definitely are a lot of people who want acceptance, they want love, they want to feel validated or attractive or desired. And I think they may be trying to go about meeting those needs in a way that might be harmful to them and their partner, like by cheating, for instance. A lot of people, I think, are driven to cheat because they just want to feel, they want to feel loved and they want to feel good. And probably part of that comes from their own insecurity. And maybe some of it comes from them not communicating those things to their partner. Like, I want more attention than this, and I want us to spend more time together.
Actually, I think all of the reasons we mentioned are examples examples of not communication.
Yeah.
Like if you're not happy with sex with your lover, well, you cheat, instead of communicating with your lover and say, I would like it if you did this, or would you like me it if I did that? That's a solution instead of cheating. If money,
or how about just this relationship? I'm not interested in being in a relationship with you anymore.
Right. The communication could have solved all of these issues. The money.
Yeah.
The I don't feel good about myself.
Yeah.
You can communicate with your friends or your lover or both about that. The sex isn't good. The low self-esteem, whatever.
Yeah.
So there could be lots of reasons that you need to do something to feel better, but to cheat is going to hurt someone, whereas to communicate isn't.
So yeah, cheating seems like never a constructive way to solve a problem, right? Because it's always dishonesty. It involves lying, and it, you know, could be in many instances putting that person's partner at risk for
diseases
and stuff like that. How often do people bring home STDs to their partner, and just the partner never knows about it? You know, that's not
right,
fair.
Because if you're going to lie about having sex with someone else, then you're going to have to lie about the STDs, right?
Even you know, if you know, I must have gotten that from the hot tub.
Right. or you could blame your spouse. Oh, well, you must be sleeping around.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Any thoughts, Brett? Did we kind of answer your question?
Yeah, part of it. Yeah, because I know. Yeah, people do. I think insecurity to me, I guess, probably would be number two. It goes the sex first, then insecurity, then probably the money. Because one thing I tell a lot of people is that, you know, a lot of people, they just don't love themselves, and that's sometimes why they'll just get in a relationship and stay in a relationship even though it's bad. Because it makes them feel better just to have someone. Like, even though, like, that person might be treating them like crap, or they just have nothing in common whatsoever, they're always fighting or something.
That could be.
Just because, yeah, they have no, like, respect for themselves or something. And I tell people that all the time. I'm like, to me, there's nobody more important than myself. I mean, like, you know, I love myself. I don't need anybody else to make me happy. So,
right.
You know, I really don't have a problem with all that.
Good.
Yeah, good for you. I think that's a good attitude to have. You know, you got to look out for yourself first, and you got to work on yourself before you're fit to be in a relationship. You know, it's kind of like
right,
physical fitness.
Yeah, a lot of people don't do that. They won't work on themselves before they get into a committed relationship or anything.
Yeah, they think being with a partner is going to fix everything that's wrong in their life, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, I know several people like that, and I'm sure a lot of everybody does. The people they just they will admit to, they just don't want a bad relationship. And, you know, that might be, that's probably one of them will just wind up cheating because, you know, well, they don't want to leave this person, so, but they don't want to be with them either, so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Hmm.
Well, I think that pretty much covers it for me. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add, Mike?
I don't. Thanks for your thoughts on that, Brett.
Yeah.
But
cheating
no
is definitely a very common problem, I guess you could say. So I think it's important that we brought this up. Even though our very first episode ever was about cheating, you go to our website, porktherapy.com. I'm almost embarrassed to give it out because, gosh, the audio quality is so bad. And
what?
I'm sure not only the audio quality, but like the just general quality, I think we've improved a lot. Let's put it this way. We've improved a lot over the past year and a half or more that we've been doing this show. So maybe this is a better resource to point people to when we talk about cheating the next time. But I'm glad that we got a chance to revisit this topic. And I really appreciate you asking that question, Brett, because I think it's an important thing to talk about. So thanks. And of course, be sure to check out Brett's all kinds of coverage and blog posts at copblock.org. Right, Brett?
Yes, please please go to that website, please. That's the only time you'll hear me beg for anything.
I think it's a worthy cause to beg because it's a great site, just really on top of the whole police brutality or police accountability beat, to put a positive spin on it, I guess. And they have all kinds of original content, unique videos. They're Johnny on the spot whenever anyone who is connected to the website is involved in some activism, maybe some civil disobedience, and so you can just find all kinds of cool features. They just revamped the site, actually, and now they have a forum and can connect with other readers, so totally worth checking out. Go to copblock.org, copblock.org. I always have to make sure that I enunciate really clearly when I say the website, so there's no mistake about what
make
it
sure
is.
Make sure you don't say the other one.
Yes, indeed. So, okay, thanks a lot, Brett. It was nice to talk with you tonight. And
thanks.
For our listeners, we will see you next time. And we'll be online in the meantime at
porktherapy.com.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork Therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork Therapy. Scatterly debop, shabadooey.